Time for People in Your Neighborhood. People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by Pottsba State Farm Insurance.
For over 100 years, State Farm Insurance has been there to help whenever you need them. The team at Pottsba State Farm is your central South Dakota good neighbor. While technology may have changed, you can always expect top-notch customer service from Pottsba State Farm. They'll take care of your insurance and financial needs, where good neighbor service is their continued priority. Pottsba State Farm Insurance, with offices in Pierre and Gregory.
The people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And it is time for People in Your Neighborhood, a very busy morning as I'm talking with Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Scott. Finally made it in again.
Well, being a very busy mayor, well, what are some of the things that have been going on over in the city of Fort Pierre?
Well, we are going to meet next week, a whole group of us who have or head up an organization that has a lot to do with the activities that go on in the week of the 4th of July. It's going to, you know, normally we're accustomed to 2 or 3 days of celebration, and this year it's going to be a week long. And we've got some new things to add. The fairgrounds, I think, has 6 rodeos going on. The Expo Center has a concert. We will probably have 2 sculpture unveilings, 2 of our historic sculptures, and people have been looking forward to that. And double the fireworks this year. You know, we love our fireworks, and we love our rodeos in Fort Pierre, and it's going to be awesome. We're going to talk to the parade committee and see if they have any new plans. Just lots of things that will be going on that week. So whatever you do, don't plan on leaving town that week, because there's going to be a lot going on.
Absolutely. I know I talked with Stanley County 4-H manager, fairgrounds manager. Scott Deal a couple of weeks ago, and he brought in that whole flyer, and it's like, can you pack any more things into that week, Scott?
I don't think so.
Yeah, well, looking forward to the 4th of July celebration and kind of the 250th celebration of America this year.
Right.
But also before that, coming up in June, are municipal elections, and it looks like we're going to have several different wards up for contest and also a mayorship up.
That's true.
And this is really a change, because a lot of times city elections were always held in, I believe, either March or April, and now they're being moved. What do residents need to know to make sure that they actually are able to get to the polls?
Well, they need to make sure that they are registered to vote, of course. They need to be paying attention to what is happening in our city, what the issues are, who stands for what. And I'm just delighted that we have a competition in all of the wards and for the mayor's race. And this will be a different year. It's not just a change of date, but we are going to have combined elections with the city and the school, or the county and the school district. So it will be a longer ballot, and you know, the whole idea behind combining those elections is just getting better turnout. And so, you know, if you're not terribly interested in the city, but you are interested in the school and the county, you know, it's time to come and vote. And so I think that there are going to be good contested races in most of the elections. So it'll be interesting. It will be I think it may be a bit of a challenge for the election workers to figure out who votes when and for what, who gets what ballot, but it will be a good thing.
Absolutely. Now, if folks want to keep abreast of what's going on in the city of Fort Pierre, how can they do that? Either via the city website or social media?
All of the above. And listen to the radio, don't you think, Scott?
Absolutely.
Yeah, listen to the radio, right. The newspaper is weekly, and they do the best they can, but it's hard to keep up with all the news with just a weekly paper. And So, you know, the radio stations always have the up-to-date information, and we have it on our Facebook page, City of Fort Pierre, and our website.
Anything else we want to leave folks with this morning, Mayor?
Oh, I want the high school students and others who look for summer jobs to be aware that we are hiring, and we will need seasonal help in the parks and streets and water department, and we will in the museums, and of course in the swimming pool. That's where we put most of our summer help. So give us a call and submit your application and get a job for the summer.
Absolutely. Again, talking with Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen this morning. Thank you for coming in, Mayor. We will talk with you and other folks from the City of Fort Pierre next week.
Super. Thank you.
Again, Fort Pierre City Mayor, brought to you by Potts State Farm Insurance.